Oh, my love. Hello, 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 hello. I need you to do me the biggest favor ever and relax. Make sure that you're laying down somewhere very comfortable so that you can focus on the sound of my voice, which I know you love the most. I love the fact that you love my voice. And I heard that you've been having a bit of a stressful day, maybe a bit of a stressful week. That makes me so sad, because I don't like to know that you're upset or anxious or stressed in any way. So today, I wanted to do a special audio for you to remind you how amazing you are, how amazing I think you are, because I don't think a lot of people tell us that, you know? There's not many people out there who remind you of how amazing you are and how important you are and how significant you are. That's exactly what I want to do today. But first, I want you to be relaxed and comfortable. Close your eyes. And try not to think of anything else but the sound of my voice. Are you doing that? You better be. I would say that I want you to feel like you're floating on a cloud, but this isn't a hypnotization type of audio, so maybe we'll do that another time. But for now, we're going to focus on you, because this audio is all about you. I want this to be the audio that you listen to and come back to anytime you feel like you need someone to whisper in your ear and remind you of how amazing you are. If you're ever feeling stressed or anxious, I want you to come back to this audio and re-listen to it, because everything I'm about to tell you is so important. Okay? That's the only favor I ask of you, besides the fact that I want you to be relaxed. So I'm not sure what it is that's been stressing you out. It could be anything. It could be work, family issues, friends issues, it could be mental issues. There are plenty of things out there that could affect our mood. This is coming from someone who often feels very stressed and anxious herself. So you're not alone, I promise. I'm right there with you. I have those days as well. So it's important to remind yourself that you're not alone. You're not the only one going through that. Which I know can be a little sucky to hear, because it sounds like I'm invalidating your feelings, which is not what I want to do. This is just a reminder to let you know that you are not alone, and that what you're feeling isn't something that you're going to feel forever, you know? We can slowly work on ourselves if we just remind ourselves of how amazing we are, if we just take it slow, if we try to take it slow. I know sometimes it can be hard to do that, but it's important to take some time for yourself. Even if it's just a couple minutes of your day, maybe pick up a lunch or something. It's fine to have a little solo date. There's nothing wrong with it, because your company is the only company that matters. If you're feeling lonely, you're not alone. I promise you, you're not alone. But that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. Not at all. It just means that people just don't know how amazing you are and what they're missing out on. And the exciting part about this life is that we get to experience all sorts of things. We get to meet new people. We get to have new opportunities. And that's something I believe in. It's something that I think could be better. If you're hopeful, and if you believe in yourself, if you believe that you can do it, if you believe that you're worthy of having friends. So, this is your reminder that you are not alone. And if you ever do feel like you're alone and you have nobody, you have me. I know you might be thinking, you're just a voice actress who's uploading an audio. But trust me, I'm much more than that. Because I really care about you guys so much. Which is why I'm uploading this. I will never get tired of uploading these for you guys, because I know that they help you, and that's really all that matters to me. But yeah, I think the number one thing that I needed to say is that you are not alone. I promise. You have me and things will get better. I believe in that. But, again, I don't want you to blame yourself and ever say that you are not enough or that there's something wrong with you, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You are amazing, just the way you are. Just the way you are. Just the way you are. You're amazing from head to toe. Always remind yourself, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm amazing, I'm beautiful, I'm worthy, I deserve all the good things in life. Keep telling yourself that and it'll come true, it really will. Because I'm wishing that for you, so wish that for yourself. The second thing that I wanted to talk about is how beautiful you are. I know that this world can make us feel like we need to be looking a certain way, but I really hate that because I think everyone's beautiful in their own way. I think everyone's unique in their own way, and that's what makes humans so wonderful, is that we all look different. We all have features that make us us, and you have features that make you you. You have to think you're one in a billion, you're one in a trillion. I mean, there's no one else like you on this world. Literally. If there isn't, that's freaky. But I'm like 99% sure there isn't. And that's what makes you amazing. That's what makes you totally amazing. Is the fact that you are one in a million, in a billion, in a trillion. You are amazing. And you look amazing just the way you are. You don't have to feel like you need to change yourself to fit in this society. Because I know what that feels like as well. I think a lot of people know what that feels like. And that makes me really sad because I think humans are humans and they're meant to be unique. Everyone's meant to be unique. And that's what makes you stand out in the best way possible. You don't have to feel like you need to change anything in yourself to fit in. You do not have to do that because you really are amazing just the way you are physically and mentally, on the inside and out. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. So this is your sign to remind yourself that you are beautiful. Always tell yourself that you are beautiful, handsome, sexy, all of the above, whatever word you want to use, endearing. Always, always, always remind yourself that, because I think we need to be kinder to ourselves. We need to be kinder to our bodies, you know, our bodies. They go through so much to keep us alive. We have to appreciate our hands that we use for everything. We have to appreciate our legs who we walk on every single day. You have to appreciate your beautiful brain who thinks of so many things and is capable of so many amazing thoughts. You have to appreciate your mouth, your eyes, your nose, your ears. You have to appreciate everything because that's what makes you beautiful. You know, that's totally what makes you beautiful. And I think we often focus on the wrong things that we end up forgetting how to appreciate the beautiful things. And I guess this is me telling that to myself as well, because I also need to be kinder to myself. We only have one life, you know? We don't have to live it being upset with ourselves and how we look physically, because we won't be this age forever, you know? So why spend the rest of your life thinking about your looks and if there is something wrong with you? Because there isn't. I promise you there isn't. And it's important to not be harsh on yourself and tell yourself that you're not enough, or that you don't deserve to be here, or that no one loves you. Because none of those things are true. I promise you none of those things are true. So please, please, please do not be hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself, but rather try to be nicer to yourself, you know? Try to tell yourself certain things. Try to say words to yourself that you would want someone else to tell you, you know? I know that it's nice to hear it from someone else, which is exactly what I'm here for. But it's also important to tell those things to yourself. It's important to know your worth. It's important to know how amazing you are, how extraordinary you are, and maybe you might be feeling like you're behind on life. You might feel like you have not accomplished much in life, especially because time is flying really fast, which can be really scary. We really just don't know what's going to happen, you know, and that's a scary thing. And it's all right to feel that way. It's all right to feel that way, but you shouldn't beat yourself down for it, because everyone's story is written differently. Everyone's life is different. Just because someone's ahead of you at something doesn't mean you're doing something wrong or that you're not going to get there, because you shape your life. You shape your own life, and you need to really take things slow and try not to put too much pressure on yourself, because pressure leads to stress, and stress leads to so many things which we do not need. So this is your reminder that you are doing amazing and that you are not running out of time, I promise. You are not running out of time. You have so much time to figure your life out, and I'm positive that you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. I believe in you. I really do. I know that you can do it. I believe in you so, so, so much. I believe in you. I believe in you. I'm just going to keep saying that until it's engraved in your head. I believe in you. And you can do it. I know you can do it. But yeah, what I'm trying to say is you shouldn't put too much pressure on yourself, because there's nothing wrong with being behind. Because you have plenty of time to figure out what you want to do. You have plenty of time in the world to just focus on yourself first. Make sure that you are in a good mental place. Making sure that you're feeling good about yourself. That's the number one important thing. Because we often get lost in the journey of chasing something that we just end up forgetting about ourselves, you know? It could be work, too. You know, sometimes we can feel overworked and we forget to really just sit down and appreciate ourselves for a minute. I think that's very important. And I promise you, everything's going to be okay. Everything in the end is going to work out for you. Every single thing is going to work out for you. It's going to be amazing, and you're going to do amazing things. You are already doing amazing things. I'm sure of that. Because once again, I believe in you. And if no one has told you lately, I love you. I love you guys so, so much, each and every single one of you. The person listening to this audio right now, I love you. And I appreciate you. And I think you're doing amazing. And I need you to know that you are enough. You are more than enough. You're amazing just the way you are. You don't have to change yourself to be someone else. You don't have to change yourself to fit in. You are amazing just the way you are. And I love you so, so, so much. And I truly believe that one day someone is going to tell you that, and they are going to make you feel so, so, so appreciated, which is exactly how you deserve to feel. But I want to be the one to make you feel that way now, because you are my world. You are everything to me. And it's important for me to make sure that you are feeling all right. And that you are relaxed. I hope that my voice is relaxing you, maybe enough to send you to sleep. There's nothing wrong with getting sleep. Please make sure that you are getting all of the Z's that you need, because sleep is important for you and your body and for your mind. So whenever you have the time, just take a nap and relax. You might not have the time to, which I completely understand. You know, sometimes it's hard to sit down and nap whenever you want to, but whenever you can, just take that time for yourself and try to calm yourself down and remind yourself that everything's going to be alright. Trust me, I've been in so many moments of my life where I felt like the world's going to end, or that the moments I'm in is never going to end. I've had some very tough moments, especially when I was in high school. I was dealing with a lot of bad grades and stuff like that, and I truly felt like I wasn't going to succeed. I felt like I wasn't going to graduate. Felt like I was going to be behind and everyone's going to graduate and move on. But now that I'm fully graduated, I look back at that and I realize, why? Why was I so stressed? You know, I was only 18 years old, stressing about things that were temporary, things that are going to get better. It's crazy that I look back at that now and I realize that I was being a little bit hard on myself. A little too hard on myself, actually. And I know that that may be the case for a lot of you. You might be hard on yourself as well. You might be going through something hard right now and thinking that it's never going to pass, but I know that it will. It all will. Time will heal, and you will be able to move on, I promise. I promise. But I guess what I'm trying to tell you once again is that you're not alone at all. I know what it's like to have really tough moments, to have really tough days, to go through a lot of emotions. I know what that's like. But I think it's very important to just tell yourself good things. Don't be hard on yourself. Never tell yourself that you are worthless or that you don't deserve much, because you deserve the world. You are worth so, so much. You're worth more than you think. You are amazing. So instead of filling your head with negative thoughts and negative things about yourself, try to do the opposite. You know, you have to try to tell yourself that you're amazing and that you are doing enough and that everything is going to be okay and that you really are worth a lot, that you deserve to be here just like everybody else and that everything is going to be okay. I promise you, I believe in you, and I know that everything is going to be okay for you. That is going to be my wish for you forever. And it's going to come true. You'll see. When it comes true, I want you to come back to this audio and say, you were right. Because I'm right. Okay? So, I know that saying these things can be a little easier said than done. Trust me, I think you might be thinking that. Oh, you know, it's easy for you to say that. It's easy for you to tell me to have positive thoughts instead of negative, but it really isn't easier said than done. I truly believe that you can do it. And I think the number one thing that helped me get there, the number one thing that helped me be easier on myself, is the fact that I learned how to appreciate my own company. I know I say that a lot, but that is so, so, so crucial, you know? Doing things on my own, just appreciating the fact that I can be alone and I can be independent, and that I'm amazing just the way I am, and I don't need anybody to tell me that, because I can say that to myself. I got to a point where I'm confident, and it took a lot to get there. I'm not the most confident, even I have moments where I can be very hard on myself, but that's something I'm trying to work on, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong on working on yourself and trying to better certain things. And I truly think if you put your mind to it, you can do it. It's just important to be kind to yourself, be kind to your body, be kind to your mind. Because you have an amazing, beautiful mind that thinks of so many wonderful things. So please, please, please take care of it, because nobody's ever going to take care of you the way you can take care of yourself. No one's going to be there for you the way you can be there for yourself, because you only have you in this world. That's the number one person, is yourself. Take care of that person. Take care of yourself. And please, please, just keep reminding yourself that you are so, so, so worthy and so amazing and beautiful just the way you are. That you are enough. You are amazing, that you are going to accomplish amazing things in life, that you are not behind, and that you are doing amazing exactly where you are right now, right in this very moment. Okay? Just keep repeating those things in your head, or just listen to me say them to you, because that's exactly what I'm doing. And I could do that for hours and not get tired, but you will probably get bored by the end of it, so I really, really, really hope that I was able to help you relax just a little bit, that I was able to ease your mind and your thoughts and, you know, help you think of a few things, because I truly meant every single word I said, and I love you so, so, so much, just the way you are. You are amazing. I can say that forever. Tell yourself right now, I'm amazing. Say it. Did you say it? I hope you did. If you didn't, I'm gonna take away a brownie point for you. But yeah, if you feel like there's anything on your mind that you want to say, anything that you want to let out and talk about, please, you can do that in the comments. It's a very, very safe place here. Everybody's so amazing. And I want you guys to bond together if you can, because this is a place I want you to come back to whenever you're feeling lonely. Just remind yourself that you are not alone. You are never alone. I promise you, I'm right here for you. And again, I love you so much, and I hope you have an amazing day, night, week, month, year, life. All right. Goodbye, my love.